The Danshui River was once the lifeblood of Taipei, with goods transported down the river to the ocean and far beyond. So, if you were the leading merchants in Taipei a century ago, it's natural that you would build your residence along the riverside, allowing shipping boats to be moored in front of the house. The Gu Dadao Cheng residence was once home to one of Taiwan's most prominent families, who ran a thriving salt monopoly granted by the Japanese colonial government. For this reason, it's also known as the Salt House. The residence was built in 1920 and reflects the late Renaissance architectural style, which was popular at that time during the Japanese era. It sports arch windows in the front, with a facade made of pale yellow tiles and ornate masonry, as well as relief decorations. All of this grandeur reflects the stature of the residence's builder, Gu Xianrong, the father to Gu Chenfu, a former leading businessman and diplomat who later led the first official cross-strait talks with mainland China in the 1990s. Inside the mansion, it features intricate ceilings and stairs made of Taiwan cypress wood, while the walls are decorated with the logo of the Gu family business. The Gus moved out of the residence in 1961, and since then, it has been designated a Taipei City Historic Landmark. And although it's now home to a nursery school, leaving the interior off-limits to visitors, this grand building is still a popular site for tourists wanting to catch a glimpse of Taipei's history.